With the 21st pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, the Green Bay Packers select Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, defensive back, Alabama.
Ha-Ha Clinton Dix is your newest Packer. He will wear number 21, as the great Charles Woodson once wore, and he'll be roaming around the secondary. The Packers get their safety. We're joined by Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. And Brian, there was really no other selection at that point, I don't think, for the Packers to take.
I'd have to agree. You could arguably say that they could have taken Daniel Buchanan, who went six or seven picks later, whatever he went. But, with such a need at the safety position, and Ha-Ha Clinton Dix arguably being the best player at the position, the Packers field a huge need, and most importantly, their defense is better today than it was, at the beginning of the day yesterday. It was such a sore point for them last season. They've improved it. They've gotten better, and you got to like that.
I like that you could see into the Packers' war room on some of the networks last night. Ted Thompson giving some fist bumps after that pick. They're pretty excited to bring this guy in, and now it seems that, okay, you got Clinton Dix, you got Peppers, the defense is shoring up a little bit. You cannot have, with these new guys, the defensive mistakes you had last year. Otherwise, you and I will be talking about the dismissal of Dom Capers, maybe more, because the defense, a big issue last year, and with these new pieces, you would hope at least that wouldn't be the same in 2014.
Yeah, and it's not over yet. The Packers going to want to get help at linebacker. Maybe at some point they get a defensive lineman. Going to hope these guys can come in and help out a little bit more, but yeah, they got a starter at the safety position, and they sat there, and the inside linebackers were gone off the board by the time the Packers picked yesterday. You know, could they use an upgrade there at inside linebacker? Yeah, maybe they could, but at least, they got their safety and a guy who's a starter from day one. So it's better yesterday than it was today, better today than it was yesterday.
Talking with Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com, of course, here on K107.1, where we're going to be the home for your Packer coverage again this upcoming season. That'll kick off with our preseason coverage in August. Brian, what do the Packers do now with the next couple of rounds today? Do they still stick on defense? Is it just best available at this point out? Or is there anybody that you're hoping that they call their name?
Couple different directions they could go. They need a receiver, whether it's a tight end or a wide receiver. This draft class is known for being deep for the wide receivers, so there's definitely a lot of guys out there that they could consider in the second round here. They could go inside linebacker. Chris Borland of the University of Wisconsin is one of the best left on the board, so beware of his name. And on the offensive line, the center position is wide open. I like a guy named Marcus Martin out of USC. He's my number one center in this year's draft class. So if the Packers can get the number one guy at that position in the second round, that's a pretty good position to be in, too.
Talking with Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. Brian, the rest of the NFC North also picking yesterday. Lions getting a tight end, which should spread out their offense even more. Bears getting some help in the secondary. And the Vikings getting the guy who I think you said was your top quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater. They traded up to get him. Are we scared about Bridgewater and purple for the next half dozen years, possibly?
You got to like what Minnesota's doing. They've had, I believe, 7 first-round draft choices in the past 3 years due to a little wheeling and dealing that they've done. So they add Anthony Barr early in the first round, and then they get their quarterback late in the first round. I like what Minnesota's doing. I think they're going to be a tough team. And I like what every NFC North team did yesterday. The Bears grabbed Kyle Fuller, improving their secondary. The Lions grab Eric Ebron. Now all of a sudden they have a ton of receiving breadth to go along with Megatron. The entire NFC North has improved, in my opinion, from what I can see, which should make for fun football viewing.
What were some of the other thoughts you had on the draft last night? Clowney goes number one, as expected, to the Texans. Of course, there was the Manziel drama, the Bills trading up to get a dynamic wide receiver. What stood out the most for you last night that you think might have the most impact on the 2014 season?
I guess it's just worth pointing out that I saw this from Adam Schefter of ESPN comparing Johnny Manziel to Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, I don't think Johnny Manziel was expected perhaps to go as high as Rodgers. But, you know, in this day and age with social media now, that didn't exist when Aaron Rodgers was there. So, you know, everybody was talking about Johnny Manziel falling and falling in the first round. And, you know, it's totally discussed on social media now, and there's a little more scrutiny on it.
Mm-hmm.
But he finally goes, and we'll see how he does.
Browns, I thought the Browns had a decent draft yesterday.
Yeah, you know, they get their cornerback to pair with Joe Hayden. They're going to be really tough there with Justin Gilbert, and they get Manziel, and I think the Browns are heading in the right direction. And, the Packers played them last year. It would have been interesting had they played them this year to see how much that team's going to improve. They're definitely heading in the right direction.
A lot more draft to go, a couple of rounds tonight, and then it will commence on Saturday. And we'll wrap it all up with Brian on Monday. We'll have the entire draft class for the Packers in 2014 to look at. Brian, thanks so much for your time. We'll talk to you again in a couple days.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you later.
The always reliable Brian Caravu of CheeseheadTV.com.